I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
I make it cute. We make good food and cocktails too. I'm here for you. You make it cute. Yeah, I make it cute. Oh, me and you.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Make It Cute. I'm so happy that you're back here with me for yet another episode. And again, if you haven't been listening, there's a new kind of theme to the way that we're structuring these episodes. It's going to kind of be a little bit of a conversation to start, and then we'll get into the topic and we'll talk all about the topic. And if anyone's curious about my mental and emotional state right now, the topic of this episode is literally going to be fruit. Yeah, I'm just going to let that sink in. I am so mentally and emotionally fried that I was eating a clementine and I was like, you know what this episode's going to be about? It's going to be about fruit. So someone made a list of fruit and we're going to go through it, and I'm going to give all my hot takes on fruit. And the recipe for this episode involves no fruit at all because I'm trendy like that, throwing you through a loop. So excited for you to hear about it. It's actually a vegetable. Who knows? It might be a fruit. It might be on this list, but I don't think it's a fruit. Regardless, I digress. Let's just talk. Let's have a conversation about what's new and exciting. Tax day is starting to come up soon. I think they actually like pushed the deadline out. Wow, I feel like such an adult talking about taxes. But let me be completely candid and just like transparent. When you run a podcast that has pretty much anything, the sky being the limit topic wise, it is nearly impossible to choose a topic every week. So if there is something that you would love for me to talk about or someone that you would love for me to have on, please slide into my DMs, please slide into my comment sections. I always am looking for inspiration. So then, you know, I mean, this is going to be the highest quality episode about fruit you've ever heard. But if you don't want to hear me talk about fruit for like 25 to 30 minutes straight, then, you know, this is your time to shine and it's your time to submit something something else for me to chat through and for me to chat about, if you know what I mean. But, you know, as we mentioned, new kind of theme to the episode structure will be kind of, you know, me sharing a little bit about my day and my life. And honestly, my life has been super boring. Nothing exciting has happened. And I kind of like it that way. I kind of like riding and flying beneath the radar and just not really having to do anything. Obviously, if you follow me on social media, you'll see that I haven't really been active. And this podcast is pretty much the only thing that I truly commit to on a weekly basis. However, that is starting to change. I just needed to take a mental and emotional break from just everything that I had control of actually taking a break from. So that was something that was super necessary for me to do. And I'll start getting back into content creation, and I'm very excited for that. You know, some new and exciting things coming in the future. But yeah, again, life is really boring, and that's how I want it to be. I really just want a nice, simple day where I can do nothing and just lay back and just let the sun sink onto my skin, or just, you know, let the rain fall and cuddle up in a blanket alone, which is, you know, my preference. I don't know. The vibe of this episode is going to be a little different because, again, I am mentally and emotionally and physically just shot. So I'm running on fumes, but we are going to get through this, and we are going to have a great and dandy time talking about fruit. So let's get into it. Fruit. Why did I pick fruit? Again, it was very inspired by a very transitive moment in my life where I was peeling a clementine. Actually, it was a bag of mandarin oranges because my mom bought me a bag of mandarin oranges, but I thought they were clementines. And there was this whole thing. They're not the same, babe. Like, and when I say babe, I mean, I don't mean my mom. Like, she meant well. They're both in a bag that's mesh, and, you know, it works. But clementines are the superior fruit. I'm hoping that they appear on this list. Yeah, but I'm just going to give my hot take about things on this list, and the list is looking pretty good thus far. I'm going to skip over some of the more boring fruits, or like if they have like a million variations of apples, I'm probably just going to skip over it. So without further ado, this list, by the way, is on ranker.com. This list had 16.2k voters, 230,000 views, and it has 102 items. Like I said, I'm not going through all those. But there were 257,000 votes cast, and this was a study conducted in 2020, 2 days after my birthday in 2020. So the first fruit on this list is mangoes. Is coming in at number one. I don't know if I necessarily agree with this. I think there's some fruit that's superior to mangoes. But also, one thing that I'm going to talk about is just like, you know, springtime applications with this. So you're really going to get a lot of like knowledge from this episode. And like the cocktail for this episode is actually like fruit inspired. So that's one thing that, you know, you have to look forward to. But anyways, mangoes being number one, I don't know if I necessarily agree. I do like my mangoes with like, you know, some chamoy and like tahine or just like some chili powder. I remember one time I was in New York City and my friend was getting her nipples pierced, and it was like a super big deal because we were in high school and we were being all rambunctious and rebellious. And it was such a big deal because she, you know, she was 18 in our group. I was 17 at the time. And yeah, I don't know. I just never thought that I would see my friend get her nipples pierced, but it was great. And right outside the tattoo shop, they had a mango cart with chili powder, and it was delicious. Number two on the list is strawberries. I don't know if I would rank strawberries this high. I think strawberries, when they're in season, are some of the most delicious fruit on this planet. And honestly, strawberries is super versatile. You can make a strawberry syrup with it. You can actually make strawberry salsa. Strawberries with a balsamic glaze is really good during like the springtime with some basil and some feta. Yeah, strawberries, they really are versatile. And I understand why they're number two. They may not be number two on my personal list. And my personal list isn't like fully developed. So I would say they're definitely like top five, but I don't know if they're number two. Number three on this list is watermelons. Watermelons, again, whenever it's in season, it is so good. It is unlike anything else. It is so refreshing. I remember this one time I was in Mexico with a friend, a couple friends, and we were super thirsty, but they were charging like a lot of money for like drinks at this restaurant. It was like on one of our excursions to Chichen Itza. So we saw at the buffet bar that they had watermelon. So we grabbed like 8 slices of watermelon each, and that was our drink. So we made watermelon juice with our teeth inside our mouths. That sentence sounded a lot more gross than it actually was. We just ate it and used that as our source of hydration until I eventually caved once we got to Chichen Itza and I bought like a Coke, because when in Mexico and they have like the actual like sugarcane in it, it's delicious. But watermelons, yes, god tier food whenever it's in season. Number four, pineapples. Pineapples is probably that, if I had to say a number one for me, pineapples would probably be number one, not mangoes. I think pineapples are just one of the best fruits. It's something that's super addicting. I can eat it all the time. Again, I feel like a lot of fruits are just really good in salsa. So like, you know, a nice pineapple salsa. Grilled pineapple is so delicious. I had grilled pineapple not too long ago. I think pineapple in general is just like one of the best fruits, and it's so versatile. Pineapple juice, literally so many cocktails are built off of pineapple juice and have pineapple juice associated with it. I remember whenever I first got into TikTok and I first started making cocktails, pineapple juice was something that was always on my grocery store list, because I went through so much of it, because during the summer when I'm doing all these like cool like Hawaiian, green Hawaiian and blue Hawaiian and sex in the driveway and sex on the beach and, you know, all these cocktails used pineapple juice, and I was going through it like crazy. And you know, pineapple juice is also good for the, I shouldn't say that on the air, but y'all know what I'm going for. Next is peaches, not the Justin Bieber song, but just peaches in general. I lived in Georgia once upon a time, and I've had fresh peaches from Georgia. They are so good. Again, August, July, when peaches are in season, they are literally the most delectable, delicious fruit you can ever have. I remember whenever I first got started with TikTok, well, not first, but maybe when I started moving a little bit more into the food, this video flopped multiple times, by the way. I'm still pissed about this, but I made this really delicious peach ricotta tart with like black pepper, and it was delicious. I might actually have to make it again soon because I'm craving it now. Video flopped, but it was delicious and they slept on it. I'm bitter. And then next we have some green grapes at number six. I don't know if I'm more of a Concord grape supremacist. Ooh, that's a heavy word. I don't believe in the green grape regime. I think Concord grapes are really like, you know, they're the stuff. They are supreme. And that's the reason why I used that S word that I used, was not the best choice of words, but I am a fan. I'm a stan of Concord grapes. Green grapes, they're all right. They're good on a charcuterie board. Makes things pretty. Number seven is raspberries. I actually wouldn't rank raspberries this high on my list, because I feel like when you buy raspberries for the store, it's super hit or miss. It's like they're either super mushy or they're super hard and bitter. There's very like, I feel like raspberries are kind of like avocados, where they have like the like literal 30-second window where you can eat them and they're actually good. Personal opinion. Cherries, cherries elite, god tier. Love cherries. Great melatonin. My mom used to eat them all the time to like help her go to bed. I got into the habit whenever I would buy cherries as well to do the same. Especially cherries are just really good because, you know, you can make maraschino cherries out of it too, and those are delicious. I can literally, anytime I want something sweet and I literally don't have anything else in my house and I don't want like a spoonful of peanut butter, I will literally pop a maraschino cherry, and I'm just like, that is exactly what I needed. That was exactly what I needed. So yes, I agree. Cherries are that bleep. They are very beautiful to me. Number 9, mandarin oranges. Mandarin oranges, we already kind of talked about my opinion on mandarin oranges, and I swear to goodness, if clementines aren't on this list as an individual fruit, I'm going to probably like rip the world apart and open a wormhole to a different dimension where clementines are actually appreciated. Yes, mandarin oranges, they're all right. I think that I grew up like eating like the little mandarin orange fruit cups, and that's literally what I associate with it. And like these mandarin oranges that I'm having like currently that aren't the clementines, they're all right. They're just okay. Maybe it's a bad batch, but yeah, I'm not really a mandarin orange stand. I'm very much a clementine stand. It's kind of like the whole like, I'm trying to think of like two rivals, like Taylor Swift versus Katy Perry. Like for me, Taylor Swift is a clementine and Katy Perry is like a cutie, like a mandarin orange. So that's how I approach it. Number 10, grapes. And it's just regular grapes. And I'm assuming they just mean all grapes. I agree with this. Grapes are great, especially like champagne grapes. Those are so delicious. You know, you soak them in a little bit of booze and then you roll them in some like sugar. Once it comes out, it's like booze. I think it's like champagne, vodka. You soak them in overnight and then you roll it in sugar and then bada bing, bada boom, you got some champagne grapes and you got to freeze them bad boys. Number 11, apples. I love a good Honeycrisp apple. I'm very much so a Honeycrisp apple person. Other apples are fine. Yes. But Honeycrisp, that's it for me, especially during the fall. Number 12 is berries in general. So I'm a little bit confused because they have blueberries and raspberries listed separately on this list and strawberries, but I'm going to go with it. Berries, yes, they are great. I have nothing else to say about it. Number 13 is blueberries. Blueberries for me, they are good, but they're not the best. And sometimes whenever they get like dry skin, like they're just not that great tasting. Like there's very few times where I've had a blueberry in my mouth and I'm like, oh my God, I want another one in my mouth. It's kind of like, ah, it's okay. I'm doing it because it's there. Number 14, oranges. Oranges is actually a little bit higher on my list as well because I love making fresh orange juice. That is a great pastime of mine because, you know, nothing's better than squeezing the oranges yourself. It makes you feel like Farmer John, and it's great, and I love it. So, yes, oranges. Fantastic. Number 15 is bananas, and I love bananas. I don't eat them that much because every time I buy them, they go bad. But bananas at number 15, it's appropriate. It's fitting. I wouldn't put it any higher or any lower. You go, bananas. It seems like the general public thinks the same thing. Moving down the list is blackberries. Blackberries for me is actually a lot higher on this list. The number 16, blackberries are delicious. And that's why they're so gosh darn expensive. But blackberries are literally the moment. And
as a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
I love them. And I don't think I'll really have a good pivot point to get into today's recipe. So I'm going to talk about something else I love, and that starts with a B. So I love blackberries, but I also love Brussels sprouts. And I saw this one person that I follow on TikTok make a recipe with Brussels sprouts, and it looked really good, and I wanted to make one of my favorite recipes with Brussels sprouts. So I'm going to teach you how to make the perfect, and I mean perfect, roasted Brussels sprout. And this roasting technique can be applied to pretty much anything, any potato or sweet potato or roasted onions is really good. I would apply this to all of the above. Maybe some of the finishes I wouldn't apply to all of the above, but let's just get into the recipe. So what I'm doing is I'm taking a half pound of Brussels sprouts. That's enough for me. Use as many as you like. And one thing that I also like doing, and I'm not going to share the recipe for this right now this second, but shaving my Brussels sprouts on a mandolin and then kind of getting them nice and crisp. Oh, those are delicious. Well, but we're gonna keep them more chunky boys. So just slice them in half, your half pound of Brussels sprouts, and then what we're gonna do is we're gonna toss those guys into a bowl with olive oil, just drizzle in enough to coat it, and then we're gonna season it. We like our food seasoned. I like my food seasoned, and we're just gonna season it. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna add some salt. I use kosher salt. I think I've talked about the differences in salts before, but yeah, I'm a kosher salt stan, and that is my truth, and I'm sticking to it. Then we're going to use some fresh cracked black pepper and some garlic powder, paprika for a little bit of color, and I guess smokiness. Honestly, for me, paprika just adds color, but to each their own. And then, and some red chili flakes as well. We're going to give that a nice mix. Get in there with your hands. Make sure everything gets covered in that seasoning. You want every bite to be as flavorful as the next. And then what you're going to do is, that cut side that we have, we're going to lay those face down because I want those to get nice and crispy. And I want the leaves on top to get also crispy as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to lay all those halves down. We're going to preheat our oven to 400 degrees, and then what we're going to do is we're going to throw our beautiful Brussels in on a parchment-lined sheet tray into the oven, and we're going to let those cook off for about 19 to 22 minutes. You could do a little bit longer. You could do a little bit less. Dealer's choice. Take them out while they're still hot. You want to get them into your serving bowl and then do a nice fat drizzle of hot honey. It is phenomenal. There's a lot of different ways that you can kind of dress up your Brussels. You can do, my healthy dish did a video where she did a warm Brussels salad with a Dijon mustard, honey type deal. I like just hot honey on my roasted vegetables and some Maldon salt, which is kind of flaky sea salt, completely optional, or a squeeze of citrus of some sort. You could do what one of my favorite creators, Erica Vitrini, she did this really cool asparagus with like a dressing and like crumb, like breadcrumbs topping. It looked delicious. You can, you know, drizzle some Parmesan cheese on this. And I don't know why I said drizzle. I meant to say sprinkle, but we're rolling with it. Sprinkle some Parmesan cheese up on that. And you can add some bacon. Like, you can cook off some bacon beforehand, and instead of using olive oil, sub that out for the bacon grease, and then you have bacon Brussels, and then toss it with the bacon at the end. A little bit of soy sauce on that. Oh, delicious. There's a lot of things that you can do, but that's kind of the recipe for this week's episode. Again, since it's a vegetable, there was no great pivot point except to, you know, try and hit it with that alliteration, because bad bleeps love blackberries and batter bleeps love Brussels sprouts. And yeah, that's the non-cancelable version of Dr. Seuss. So getting back into the list, we jump into number 17, which is kiwis. Kiwis I'm cool with. I mean, I don't think they belong this high. I don't think I really know someone who says, oh, my favorite fruit is kiwi, but, you know, to each their own. Next up on the list is pears. A nice baked pear with some brie. Sounds so good. I really shouldn't make these when I'm hungry, like these episodes. But, you know, it's the reality of it. Coming in at number 19 are tangerines. Tangerines, solid. Love a good tangerine moment. Yeah, I don't feel like I buy them often. Again, I'm part of the Clementine crew. Love them. And then we have nectarines, which I kind of forgot existed. And honestly, when it comes to citrus fruit, I'm a little bit stupid. And I'm also surprised that lemons aren't higher on this list. I wonder if lemons are, yep, lemons are on this list, but I'm surprised lemons haven't been higher this list, because, you know, you make lemonade from lemons and you have water with lemon. I feel like they're just like a lot more like practical. I would use a lemon before I would use a tangerine, if that makes sense, but whatever. Coming in at 21 is red grapes, and now we have some specificity with grapes. We had green grapes at in the top five, and then we had grapes at number 10, and now we have red grapes specifically. So, you know what? I mess with it. I think it's good. 22 are plums. I love a good plum. And I just love, like, good, like, fruity, botanical type deals. And that is my attempt to transition into the cocktail, which we're actually going to be using, like, a botanical vodka. And this cocktail is very cocktail, like, recipe specific. You can't really sub out ingredients for this one. But there is a method behind the madness. Once you drink this, you're literally going to want to, like, keep drinking this forever. So I saw a recipe similar to this on TikTok, where they were just taking, like, the Simply Lemonade, Simply Strawberry Lemonade, and they were just mixing it with this, like, one botanical and calling it a day. And I wanted to figure out a way just to zhuzh it up a little bit. And the one thing that I found that it was lacking was bubbles and also a little bit tartness. I wanted to actually be able to taste the alcohol a little bit more. And the alcohol that we're using is the Ketel One Botanicals. This is not sponsored, but it's just a product that I really have fallen in love with and that I will be drinking all summer, and I think it's completely worth the price. So let's talk about it. So what we're going to take is we're going to take 1.5 ounces of our Ketel One Botanical vodka. I'm using the orange, peach, tangerine, whatever it is. I think it's delicious, and that's coming from someone who hates artificial orange. It's not really artificial. It's very just like floral and light and just delicious. Taking 1.5 ounces of that. You could take 2 ounces if you're feeling brave. I'm not. This is kind of like, you know, a sipping drink and something that I'll have casually rather than looking to black out. And then what we're going to do is take 3 ounces of lemonade. I have plenty of lemonade recipes on my TikTok page, and I think I've actually talked about lemonade on this podcast as well. So make it homemade if you can. It's so easy. Again, it's like 4 ingredients. It is ice, simple syrup, lemon juice, and water. Most of those ingredients you should have in your home, but if you don't for some reason, go get them. And the ingredient that you probably don't have is lemons. Because if you don't have water, babe, you have bigger problems. And then what we're going to do is take 3 ounces of one of my favorite ingredients on this pod is lemon lime soda or lemon lime seltzer. So either like a Sprite or like maybe like a lemon lime favorite club soda. I know Canada Dry makes one. I think Target brand has one. You just want something bubbly and you want equal parts of the still and the bubbly. And this is going to be just like such a great drink. So you're just going to add ice to your glass, right? Kettle One vodka, lemonade, then your lemon lime. You have like good sweetness from like the soda. You got a good tartness from the lemonade because you can make it as sweet or as tart as you want. And I think it's just one of those like really delicious cocktails. And it's very simple. Again, like there's nothing big or frilly about it, but it's something that I enjoy. Let's go through a couple more of these fruits on this list and then let's wrap it up because there's 102 fruits on here. And like I said, I wanted to talk about fruits, but now that I'm talking about fruits, I want to stop talking about fruits sooner than later. So coming in next is Bing cherries, which is actually the type of cherry I was thinking about earlier, which I love these cherries. They're so good. They're so flavorful, especially when they're like super like dark and opaque. I love that. Pomegranates are so solid. I buy the little pomegranate seeds, nature cereal, love it. Oh my God. I should have made like a spin on nature cereal for the recipe this episode. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. And then 25 is lemons, which I, like I said, I thought lemons were going to be a little bit higher, but yeah. And I think 25 is a good way to round out this episode. 25 fruits, 25-ish minutes, and 25 reasons why you should keep listening back every week and hanging out with me. And with that note, thank you for hanging out with me every week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hope you had a good time. If so, then please subscribe and leave a review, because this podcast is new. We drink, we eat, we laugh out loud. My name is Miles. That's all for now.